Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Coming up, we're going to learn about Girl Scout cookies. Usually, Laura is very perky, very excited, because usually when Laura Sievert from Arts Quincy comes in, she's got the best thing to talk about for the day. But she knows, no matter how good these arts events are, they really aren't as good as eating Girl Scout cookies. The only thing you can do, Laura, eat a Girl Scout cookie while we're attending these events.
Hold on, I got something. I just thought of something that might compete.
Okay.
I was sitting here thinking, what beats cookies? How about after-work beers? Hold on.
Okay. Now,
I might have something for you.
Now you have piqued my interest.
I might have something for you, actually,
okay.
Now that I think about it, because we're having our business after hours for Arts Quincy. But since we don't have a big enough space for y'all to come visit us, we are having it at Quincy Brewing Company. And the first 150 people in will get a beer on Arts Quincy, if you like, or a root beer, if that's your
Yeah, they have root beer.
They do have really good homemade
really good root beer.
Mm-hmm. So,
homemade root beer.
We'll have snacks and stuff too, but most of all we'll be talking about all the things that we do all the time, because you know we're behind the scenes of a lot of things. We had a big bunch of first graders all visit the art center yesterday, and that was one of my grants and one of the things that we put together for the expansion program, but parents might not know that we're behind that. So Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce does these business after hours events. They're well attended. They have a raffle, you know, you can win some money. We're excited to showcase some of the things that we do and let people know about it. And they're even going to rename a beer for the day we haven't come up with a name for sure yet.
Oh.
We're working on it, but I think it's going to be a George Irwin inspired.
Oh, it should be
beer for the day. Yeah. So, got to thank Tierney and the crew there at Quincy Brewing Company because, like I said, our office is a little tiny space. So we can't have you all for a visit, and we can't wait to have you.
Can I
have you
just
downtown.
Go on record as saying that that's a feeble excuse?
Feeble?
Your office is a very tiny space because you are conservative in your fiscal rent. But your office is inside the Oakley Lindsay Civic Center, which has, 5,000 square feet of space. So you don't have to go to a place.
But they don't make their own beer there.
Now we know the real reason.
Now, I'm not even a real drinker, but
we just didn't have room.
We just didn't have room.
Now we know. So if you're interested in everything to do with the arts, because you're right, your office, quote, doesn't do anything. That's not what you do.
Right.
You do things out in the community. So Thursday, February 13th, 4:30 to 6 at Quincy Brewing Company, 106 North 6, right there on the promenade, plenty of parking. And look for them from 4:30 to 6 and come and network and come and celebrate and learn more about their ongoing initiatives. And it's really going to be fun.
It will be fun. Don't forget, if you hop on the Chamber's website, you can RSVP and help me count how many snacks I need to have. So help me out a lot. Thank you.
So if you don't want to be limited to one pretzel per person because you didn't RSVP, please, RSVP. Thank you.
That was my attempt at competing with Girl Scout cookies. How did I do?
50-50.
All right.
50-50. You've got another blood drive coming up. We want to make sure everybody knows about that. You can give blood approximately every 2 months.
That's right.
So if you have not given blood since November, for example, you are well due to give another pint, and here's a chance.
So guess what? Arts Quincy, we've always been talking about that we are the little bitty team that could. We are in the top 0.3% of teams. And a senior vice president from American Red Cross sent me a message on LinkedIn, and we're meeting. He wants to know how we're so successful here in Quincy. And I said, you know what? I would love to take that meeting. Thank you very much. And talk about how the community gives, how the community cares. So, I think that you know what the main reason I get good blood drives is? Cookies. Back to cookies.
It's so true.
It's so
because,
true.
Because, first of all, I would encourage everyone, only about 15% of people give blood. So if you're out there and you've never given blood, and I know, I don't like needles, I'm afraid it'll hurt. Honey, it doesn't really hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
And you don't have to, you can be afraid of needles, just don't look. That's what I do. I lay down, I go to my happy place, they do their thing. Half the time I don't even know they've done their thing.
Right.
And then they're like, you can look now, it's done, and then I just go on. But only 15% of people give. So if we can get more new donors to come on Tuesday, February 18th from 11 to 4 at the Oakley Lindsay Center, magically, it's big enough for a blood drive. You can be part of this. And
the Yum Factory is our sponsor for the year. They signed up for another year of sponsorships. So they always do amazing treats. This one is close to Valentine's Day, so she's like, okay, I got a lot to do. But I hope that she'll do a great job.
But it's after Valentine's.
It's a little after, so it'll be fine.
So she will be like,
Yeah.
She has all day the 16th off, and then she doesn't even have to worry till the 18th to get that done.
But it's going to be neat to talk to some of the national leadership at American Red Cross about what we do here and how we did it and how to improve it. So I think they're looking for ways to improve. But they gave me a little blood donor team leader recognition that I was really proud of last week, and that's nice. That's nice.
Are they coming?
We're doing virtual. Virtual.
Yeah. They're going to kind of see what you're doing.
They asked the same question as happened with my Yale podcast. Oh, no. They're like, so can you drive down to Boston to meet with us? And I'm like, oh, my God.
We're in Quincy, Illinois.
Illinois.
Not Quincy, Massachusetts, which is really funny because they pronounce it Quincy.
Do they really?
Because John Quincy Adams.
Wait, is that how he said it?
Yeah, uh-huh. No. There's a town out there, Quincy, Massachusetts.
Oh,
yeah.
For crying out loud.
Anyway, mark your calendars for Tuesday, February 18th from 11 to 4. And again, I don't like to do it either.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I don't like to do it either, but they haven't figured out all the things. They can replace your hip. They can give you a new knee. They can give you a bionic eyeball. You know, my husband has some medical device that keeps him alive that they attach to him. But they can't figure out how to make human blood. And until they do, the only way you're going to get it is if somebody gives it to you.
Well, so. I know we're leaving that topic, but I got to say the reason that we started these is that my parents both had cancer and both used a lot of blood products when they were sick. And I want whoever's out there fighting anything right now to have it too. So that's why I do it. My husband's really, really dedicated. His dad actually passed away of a blood-related cancer. He is over 13 gallons at this point. So he's been doing it for 26 years regularly.
That's the biggest I know, because the last person I knew that gave a lot was 14 gallons.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's amazing, and I've done three. It's not nothing.
No, it's not nothing.
It's not nothing. And
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Moving on. Let's do Piano Duet Festival and Live Figure Drawing, because I will promote the other thing later on. But Piano Duet Festival, you know more about.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're actually, Arts Quincy is one of the sponsors of this through our Arts Dollars program. It is the Quincy Conservatory of Music. I think people don't know about this. It's kind of a niche little group, led by Kathy Flick and company. They do such a good job of educating youth, but also making opportunities for youth to get together and even adults to get together and make music together. So the year's theme is Disney Plus, which I love. There are going to be Disney classics, Taylor Swift hits, and Star Wars pieces. 65 students ranging in age from 5 to senior citizens, including, shout out my neighbor, Lydia, who does an amazing job with these guys. And there's 8 pianos in the same room, so they do kind of an orchestral sound with a bunch of pianos. It's a real cool festival. I went a couple years ago. So tickets are available at the door, supports everything that they do, and helps them do scholarships for kids who can't afford piano lessons. $10 for adults, $5 for kids ages 5 to 12. And it's also part of the Illinois State and National Music Teachers Association, so it's part of that big festival. So love to see it. Can't wait to hear.
Monday night, February 10th, 6:30, Salem Church. And that same night, you can either listen to piano music or you can go out and draw people.
Yeah, so Live Figure Drawing is back at John Wood Community College for the I guess you call this the spring session. Doesn't feel like spring outside at the moment, but it's spring, let's call it. Drawing live models helps artists improve the observation skills. When you go and learn to draw people that are live models, you also get to talk to other artists and get feedback. And, you know, if your proportions are off, they can help you improve your drawing. It's such a great drawing from life is always a good exercise if you're wanting to improve your skill set. So no charge for it. All you have to do is show up with your materials. 6:30 to 8 in the studio in D building, which is the Fine Arts building. They got a contact with Austin Roberts. We'll put the phone number on our Facebook page for all those details.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Laura Sievert. Always great to have you on. She's the executive director of Arts Quincy, artsquincy.org. You know there's always something going on. And don't forget, you can go to the Business After Hours Thursday, February 13th at Quincy Brewing Company. A special beer will be named, possibly in honor of George Irwin.
But what do I have to do to get a beer named after me? That's pretty cool.
Give as much money and be as good as George Irwin.
God,
you've got a long way to go, girl. I mean, you're pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
You know, you're pretty high on my pedestal, but George Irwin looking down on your scalp. So you just keep on trying, okay? Cookies are next. Cookies are next. Okay, folks, 9:30, now the fun really begins. Because we have Girl Scouts in the building. And yes, they're grown women. You know, there are three Girl Scouts sitting in this studio right now. I bet all three are lifetime members of the Girl Scouting organization.
Absolutely.
I know I am.
Yes.
I'll introduce myself. I'm Mary Griffith. I am a thanks badge recipient, the highest honor you can get in Girl Scouting, and I'm a lifetime member of Girl Scouting. Cindy Vilsack, can you top that?
I am Cindy Vilsack. I'm the director of membership for Girl Scouts of Central Illinois. I am also a lifetime member. I was a Girl Scout when I was a little girl. My mom was my leader. Mm-hmm. I was my daughter's leader. And now here I am, a professional Girl Scout.
Are you a thanks badge winner?
I am not
a
thanks badge winner.
Well, keep going, girl.
You've got me.
You have to be really old and gray.
Well, I am gray. I am gray. It happens.
Okay, Jill Butterfield, what about you?
Hello, Jill Butterfield. I am the membership engagement coordinator for Adams County. And I am a lifetime member as well. Been with Girl Scouts working for 7 years, but been a Girl Scout for probably 25 years. And I was a Girl Scout when I was a little girl.
Are you a thanks badge winner?
No, I'm not, but I'm striving for that.
Okay. Jill doesn't feel very well today. She's had a sore throat, so I'm just going to turn her microphone off. And, you know, because she doesn't feel well, but she's here.
She is.
So, Cindy, you're going to have to step it up. Doesn't win the thanks badge.
All right.
This is going to put you ahead.
All right.
Cindy,
here we go.
If you win this award this year, you know it's because Butterfield crapped out on the Mary Griffin Show. Well, it's Girl Scout cookie time. And we do have to start by saying that Girl Scouts of Illinois, Girl Scouts of Northeast Missouri, Girl Scouts of Southern Iowa, they all sell different cookies. They all sell at different times. But basically, this time of year is generally Girl Scout cookie time. And so let's just concentrate on Illinois for right now, because I know there are a lot of bootleggers who'd like to go back and forth across the river with different brands.
Yes.
So when is the Illinois sale?
So our sale starts on Friday. This Friday, and we go from Friday, February 7th through March 23rd, and that's for Central Illinois. So that's Quincy, it's Adams County, it's all the way to Springfield, Decatur, to Champaign, Bloomington, Peoria. We're everywhere.
You are everywhere.
Yes.
If you live in Illinois and you're listening to the Mary Griffith Show, you get your Girl Scout cookies from this Girl Scout Council, and they are on sale starting Friday, and they will be available until March 23rd. Let's talk about the bakery that you use, and if you can name the cookies, because there's nothing new this year, but we're about to retire a cookie.
Yep, we will be retiring our Toastier this year. We are with ABC Bakers. There are two bakers in the country who bake Girl Scout cookies. We are with ABC. We have 9 delicious flavors of cookies this year. We have Adventurefuls. We have the Toastiers, which are the ones that are retiring. We have lemonades, trefoils, thin mints, peanut butter patties, caramel delights, and the peanut butter sandwich cookies.
Okay.
So all of your favorites.
Now, some people are saying, I don't recognize those names. That's because they get their cookies from Little Brownie Bakers.
Yes.
Which sells in Missouri, I think.
I believe so.
They can do whatever they want.
Yes.
So they, in the past years, they've chosen. They could go this year with ABC. That was a great thing. I'm a former cookie chairman.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of the job is getting to choose the company. Because back when I was cookie chairman, we had 6 different companies.
Oh.
And they were all courting me. You know, they all wanted my business,
yes, everyone
baby.
Wants that. Yes, of
so
course.
So I'd come home, and I was a volunteer, and there'd be like a box on my doorstep. I'm like, oh, good. But right now we're down to ABC and Little Brownie Bakers. And so Little Brownie will have things like Samoas and Caramel Delights and, you know, things like that. They'll be different names.
Yes, it is the same. They are the same cookie with virtually the same recipe. It's a few trademarked names.
Right.
Yes.
Trademarked names. But if you want the traditional, original shortbread cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It's still called a trefoil,
That's
I
the
think.
Trefoil, yeah. Absolutely.
And, of course, a thin mint is always going to be a thin mint.
Thin mint is a thin mint is a thin mint.
Okay. So no matter where you are, you can always get those.
Yes.
And you can usually get all the different kinds. They just may be under a trademark
mm-hmm.
different name. Okay. So what's going to happen now? Because when I was little, back when I rode my dinosaur around, you know, and went door to door back in the old days. I think Juliet Gordon-Lowe was my Girl Scout leader.
Was she your leader?
She was the founder
yes.
of Girl Scouts, yeah. I think she was my leader. I'm old. We went door to door. We had our little card with us. We took their order, and then, you know, six, seven weeks later, we'd come back, we'd actually mm-hmm. deliver the cookies and get the money. I don't think that's the way it works nowadays.
It can work that way.
It can.
We still do. Girls still do traditional selling. They have. You can do from an order card. So depending on how the troop wants to do it, they might come to you with their order card and say, what kind of cookies would you like? And then they can come back. But they also have, it's a direct sale. They have cookies in their wagon on hand. And when you say, I want thin mints, boom, you can have thin mints right there. They also, each girl has an online site and they can sell online. They can, we still have traditional booths. They will be out at booths this weekend in force. We'll have girls at Hy-Vee, both Hy-Vees in town. We'll have girls at Starbucks, girls at Farm and Home, girls at Sam's and Walmart this weekend too, and pretty much every weekend through the end of the sale.
Okay, so if you are like me and you are embarrassed by the copious amount of Girl Scout cookies you buy, all you have to do is drive around town and go to different booths, and then nobody goes, is that the chick that just bought five boxes of Thin Mints? They never have to know. The great thing about it is, now be careful at Farm and Home, because Leon Obert, he's been known to try to steal one off the end there. So
sticky fingers.
Yeah,
huh?
He's good for the money. So just make sure he puts
good
it in
to
the
know.
Chill.
Good
okay?
to know.
Well, there's really two kinds of Girl Scouts. There's the super cute ones that can't talk, are missing their front teeth, hold out their card with a picture on it, and just go, would you like to buy a cookie? And everybody melts, and everybody wants to buy cookies from those girls, which is great. And then there's the other Girl Scout, the 15-year-old girl who wants to go to Europe and
yes.
who wants to get her horseback riding badge and who wants to do whatever, get her aviation badge.
Yes.
And she's got to hawk these cookies in order to make this happen. And she's not nearly as cute, and she's probably got all her teeth. At least I hope
yes.
so. So the important part is try to purchase from local girls
mm-hmm.
and purchase because this is not a national sale. The money stays locally.
Correct. 100% of the money stays local. It stays with the troop. It stays within the council. Each girl earns incentives. And like you said, it's the little girls and it's our older girls who, you know, we do have a big aviation event in Quincy this spring. You mentioned aviation, and we have a big aviation event this spring. We have a lifetime member who is a QU student, and she is going to be a pilot. And so she is the president of the aviation club, excuse me, at QU. And we're having a huge event, so it's going to be amazing.
This is the kind of stuff. Here, if you need to cough, you can just push that button down.
Oh,
oh, isn't
you.
That cute?
That's great.
Cough drop. This is the kind of stuff that Girl Scout cookies pay for, folks. I mean, this is the fantastic thing about it. It doesn't really matter if, you know, you joined in 1912 or if you're joining in 2025. The badges may be a little bit different, but the program is absolutely the same, and that is to inspire girls to be their best, to teach them new skills, to stretch them beyond their, you know, comfort zone.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, it's just like some girls may be afraid of an airplane, even being around it, much
mm-hmm.
less being in it, you know, or something like that. It's the same thing, you know, I always say the best experience when I was in Girl Scouting, I had a lot of great experiences, but being a horseback riding instructor.
Oh, yes.
Because a big, tall horse and a little bitty second grader
scary.
Is scary. But once they get up in the saddle and once they start, you know, feeling like I'm in control,
mm-hmm.
even though they're not, the horse is going to walk where the other horses go. But
yeah.
we don't have to go there. Let them think they're in control. it really builds their confidence. It really does.
Yes, and that's what Girl Scouting does for girls. We build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. That's our motto, and we work towards that every single day.
Okay, so the Girl Scout cookie sale is underway now. We're going to take a break and continue talking about it. It is starting this Friday, February 7th, goes till March 23rd. You can see them in your neighborhood coming around. You can see them at big box stores and retailers and Starbucks and every place all over the place. You can probably they'll be hawking them at your church. Anywhere there's a troop.
Everywhere.
There will be 9 varieties available. And the toast, yay, is being retired this year. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that if you actually buy a box of Toast Yays and you do not eat it, think how valuable that would be, because something is valuable based on scarcity. Nobody is going to buy Toast Yays and not eat them. So if you could be the one person in the United States who held on to their Toast Yays, take that Toast Yay, go right down to the bank, put it in your safety deposit box, don't open it, and when you come back in 100 years, your grandchildren will be going on a Caribbean cruise. Nobody wants to eat them, but the box will still be good. Okay, we've got to take a break. I have fun with Girl Scouts, can you tell? Well, by the way, how much are these things?
$6 a box.
Okay, $6. Start budgeting now. The ones with eggs in them are $60 a box. Okay, 9:42. We'll head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Let's see what's happening on the farm markets up there. Well, we enjoyed Lee this morning, so you stay tuned next Wednesday when we will have Lee Bevel back again. 15 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour, and I have to tell you, Jill Butterfield from the Girl Scouts is here, and Jill said, my voice hurts and I can't talk. So we appointed Cindy Vilsick to be the spokesperson for the Girl Scouts this morning, to which Cindy immediately got some esophageal difficulties. She's eating, like, she's got 14 cough drops and 30 gallons of water sitting in front of her.
I'm troopering through.
The only thing that can help you is a Girl Scout cookie.
It is maybe. Soothing. They are healing. They do have healing powers.
Okay. We've talked about the 9 different varieties and the fact that Toast Yay is going out this year, so get those. There are two bakeries, ABC and Little Brownie, and people say, what's that all about? Well, you don't have to understand all that, but ABC and Little Brownie Bakers are the licensed cookie makers for the Girl Scouts of the USA. None of the money that the cookie sale that you give goes to the national organization. It does not. It all stays locally. But to keep standards high and for efficiency across the board, this is what happens. Also, each council sets its own price.
Yes.
So it's highly unlikely that you'll have different prices this close together, but it could be possible. Just remember, you're making a contribution to that girl, her troop, and that council. So the money is staying local, and you are helping that young girl.
Yes, it's definitely an investment in the girls in your community. And our troops give back to their communities. They use their troop profit. They use that to fund their community service projects. They use it to go to camp. They use it to earn their own membership dues. They use it towards a variety of, they use it to travel for their troop. They use it to attend programs and education. They use it for so many things, but they pour it back into their own communities.
And that's the important thing. The Girl Scout values, I mean, it's almost too bad that the most visible aspect of Girl Scouting is cookie sales, although it does build lifetime skills, and we'll talk about that, because what really is happening in the community is you see Girl Scouts very visibly in February and March.
Yes.
Maybe even in January and April, you know, depending on when the cookie sale is. But they're there all year long doing good in the community. Cindy Vilsick, talk a little bit about the age groups for Girl Scouts and what kind of service you're trying to instill in them, maybe at each age, because there's the littlest ones up to the biggest ones.
Right. So, you know, Girl Scouting is girl-led, and it's always based on their age level. So we have your kindergarten and first grade girls. Those are our Daisy Girl Scouts. their community projects, their community services, things like they might visit the Humane Society and maybe they braid cat toys, and they do, you know, they start small. There's a Read to Cats program at the Humane Society, so they're learning their reading skills and they're spending time with pets. And then our second, third grade girls are brownies. They're getting a little bit older. Then we have our juniors. They just get older and older. And as the girls, progress through their education and through all of their experiences, by the time they're in high school, they're thinking up bigger scheme things that affect their communities. They look to, we have things called take action projects, and they look in their particular community, they look for something that, hey, this is a particular issue right here in Quincy. We can, what can we do to solve that? We had an older girl troop in the at Quincy Senior High a few years ago. And they had they used their troop profit to buy water bottle fillers at the high school, which is a huge thing. So they saw, and girls who went to school there saw, hey, there's a need here at our school, and this is what we're going to work towards doing. So they just progress from five. There's big difference between a five-year-old girl and an 18-year-old girl, and how they see the world and how they can help.
Right. You know, the little bitty daisies might be going out and maybe picking up some litter in the park. And then
yes,
the brownies might be doing something like, collecting acorns or planting a flower garden.
Mm-hmm.
The juniors might be doing something like cataloging the trees so people know you're looking at an oak or whatever.
Yes.
And then by the time they get older, they're thinking about what permanently needs to happen in this park. We need more
mm-hmm.
benches. We need another merry-go-round or whatever.
Yes.
And they're fundraising through cookie sales and other ways
mm-hmm.
to make a permanent impact on their community. And that's where most people have heard of the Eagle Scout for Boy Scouts, but lesser known but no less prestigious is the Gold Award.
Absolutely. That is our highest award for girls. We have a bronze award, a silver award, and the gold award is the top tier of that. It is the equivalent of the Eagle Scout Award, and the girl has to put in so many hours and have a project that is a permanent project that will last. It's not something that's disposable and will be gone next year. We've had girls do libraries and do all kinds of amazing things. We had a huge gold award project at Camp Sacagawea a few years ago, done by Grace Meyer here in Quincy. And, what these girls do, what they dream up as their project, and then the work that they put towards it to make it happen for our community is really inspiring.
Well, you mentioned Grace Meyer and, of course, her mother, Anne.
Yes.
Now, we're going to use Anne as an example of Girl Scout leadership, so either be inspired, but do not be afraid. You can be a Girl Scout leader, and it doesn't have to be a lifetime occupation. You can actually just do it for a few years.
Anne didn't get that memo.
No, she did not.
She's still doing it, but she's very active and very involved, and I see her around and about all the time, and of course she always lives those Girl Scout values. So we're having this cookie sale now. It's not too late to form a troop. It's not too late to get Girl Scouting going in your school, your church, your neighborhood. There's no geographic area that you have to have. Some girls just like to camp, or they just like to do artwork projects or
mm-hmm.
whatever. There are interest groups. That's the
yes.
word I was looking
yes.
for. They just like to go horseback riding. They just like to go sailing. Now, they'll do other things, but they might have a focus group. So if somebody is out there listening and saying, wow, I was a Girl Scout when I was a kid, how in the world can I be a Girl Scout?
So
are we going to let Jill talk?
I was going to let Jill talk.
Jill,
she is
our membership engagement coordinator.
I think you should try. You should
okay,
try to
I'll
talk.
Try. I'll try.
Tell us how we can be a Girl Scout leader and how we can get our daughter signed up to be a Girl Scout.
Well, it is an amazing experience, and I would love to hear from anyone interested. My phone number is 217-494-1884. I would love to hear from you and get you started, answer all your questions. And also, if you just have a daughter that would love to join, please get in contact with me. and I would love to get her started.
You can find a troop for her if one doesn't exist, where she goes to school or whatever.
Yes.
You know, I do remember, you know, I started with a phone call, and I became a Girl Scout volunteer, and then I had a young lady in my life, not my own daughter, but I became her Girl Scout leader, and then it just grows, and it's very, very gratifying. I've probably been a leader for 7 or 8 different troops. Now, I didn't progress up with them because my craft skill level is about brownie. But I did go to one junior. I took one girl to junior, then I said, forget it. I can't do any more. But the great thing about it is you have all these other mothers and even fathers or people like me, the Aunt Pinkies, who want to help. They just are overwhelmed. It's like, well, I'm not going to take that on. You don't have to do it alone, and there's plenty of training, and there's a handbook, for goodness sake, you know. I mean, it's
and GSUSA came out this year with boxes that you get mailed to your home that has everything you need in them with all the directions.
Where the heck were they when I needed them?
Right?
I know.
Right?
Well, they figured out moms are busy, and this just comes to your home, has everything you need in it for your meeting. You take that box, and you're ready to go.
It comes monthly.
It's amazing.
This year was the first year for it. It was for Daisy troops this year, and we are expanding it to include new Brownie troops for next year. So it is amazing. I can't say enough about the experience.
Anybody can be a Girl Scout leader as long as you have the passion to give the girls a good experience. And I'm the support person for all the leaders, help them through everything. I'm here to support them through cookies. And
when they say, I don't know what to do, or what am I going to do because maybe a behavior problem in a troop, or maybe there's a disparity in economics in a troop. And I know that Girl Scouting is for every girl, and you really try to make that happen in so many ways. And the Girl Scout cookie sale is one way, because while the girls are working for themselves and their troop, some of that money does go to the council, so they're also doing a service project, frankly, for other girls who are less advantaged than them. I've had experience with a very advantaged troop. You know, here we're going to do this, send $15, you know, well, no problem, Miss Pinky, here we go. And then I've had, what can I make and will keep them happy, and I have 10 cents per girl for my budget, you know. So it's not really how much money you spend being a Girl Scout leader, it's being there.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, I mean, I love Girl Scouting, I think everybody knows that. I'm a grown woman, okay. I'm at a convenience store in Cahokia, Missouri, buying gas. This girl goes, oh, I know you. You're Miss Pinky. I said, well, you must be a Girl Scout. And she said, yes, I am. She said, you gave me my award for selling the most cookies in the Becky Thatcher Area Girl Scout Council.
Oh,
I mean, you just don't know the joy you're going to get with these kids when you start being involved with them.
Yes.
And then they grow, and they want to do more, and they want to do more and more and more. And again, you can grow right along with them, or you can stop and hand it over to the next mom.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, it is, you'll never regret the time that you spend with any young people, honestly. And it is a great experience for our volunteers, too. And I'm one of those. I have not always been this, you know, outspoken, confident person. When my daughter was in kindergarten and I chose to become her leader, part of me grew with those girls, and it grew my confidence also. And we see that happen with a lot of our volunteers.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Yeah, it really is. And that is what makes Girl Scouting so great. Folks, you'll see them starting Friday, and I mean, they'll be everywhere. $6 per box, 9 different varieties. They'll come to your door. You'll see them out and about. They'll be at your church. They'll be at school. They'll be everywhere. Open up your wallet. Keep that money by the door. My husband and I have our little, you know, the other day, he came by selling candy bars. Yeah. I got some money right here by the door. And also, if you want to be involved in Girl Scouting, call Jill, whether you're an adult and you want to help with a troop or lead a troop, or you know a girl who needs Girl Scouting, because girls need Girl Scouting. 494-1884. 217-494-1884. Thank you
It would be nice if you didn't tell the rest of the staff that you brought Girl Scout cookies today. I'm sorry, they didn't bring any. I don't know what's wrong with Girl Scouts. Cindy Vilsack, Jill Butterfield, two people I'm proud to call friends now through Girl Scouting.
Thank you.
We'll give a secret handshake later.
Yeah.
Only lifetime members know that one. And good luck, Cindy, and good luck, Jill, on getting the thanks badge. I am available for mentoring at $50 an hour for my fee, and we'll hope that you can do a really good job. Coming up tomorrow on the Mary Griffith Show, we'll talk about the Chamber of Commerce. They've always got great things going on. But Girl Scouting, our focus today, and yes, it is Girl Scout cookie time. Wherever you're listening, in Illinois, Missouri, or Iowa, if it's not this week, it's coming. And like I said, you know, you can get that black market going across the river with all those different kinds of Girl Scout cookies if you feel so inclined.